Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the late hit show tonight. You know it, Awful Announcing did a story on it.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's on Awful Announcing, and it's called Do the Show, Bitch.
No.
Yeah. That's the...
yeah. Jason Braddock and Patrick Creighton get into crazy shouting match on ESPN Houston is the story.
Do the Show, Bitch.
Yeah, and the little sub-headline is Do the Show, Bitch. They took it from our Twitch.
Yeah.
Did
we send it to them?
No. I don't know. I wouldn't think. Wait. Mm.
And this is from the tweet.
Hashtag back after this.
Yeah, however. Yeah, Funhouse at back after this. Jason Braddock and Patrick Creighton, ESPN 97.5 in Houston, got into a shouting match on air about the Rockets possibly trading James Harden. Braddock calls Creighton a bitch several times before walking out. Their producer eventually cut the audio. Wisely, or not so wisely, depending on how you look at it. That was a T. Scott production cutting out the audio. A Tyler Scott
Radio Wars. Braddock called out a temper tantrum from Creighton and kept telling Creighton to quit crying and shut up and do the show. Creighton then said that Braddock had checked out of a segment, was paying attention, which led to Braddock responding, "If you want me to leave, I'll cut off the mic and I'll leave." And then that was followed by plenty of yelling, Braddock calling Creighton a bitch, a bunch, and some F-bombs being exchanged.
If you scroll down, they transcribe most of the argument.
F-bomb? Oh, you mean on
Twitch? During the break.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there were a bunch of F-bombs during the break.
Yeah. They transcribed the Twitch part of it. It's out there for people.
Yeah, did you really have to transcribe it? Did you?
Well, sure. Why? I'm sure there's a word count they have to get to, so why not? What else do they have to do on Awful Announcing?
Oh gosh, it'll be interesting tonight. Now I did follow Patrick Creighton, and Patrick Creighton was told, Lesbian Craig tweeted him, said, "Well, dude, what are you guys doing, man? You guys are both my boys. What's going on?" And Patrick apologized. Patrick said it was bad and was on me, so. Maybe they'll get together and today, because you know what? Radio hosts have their issues at times. Lance and I have never had that. Lance did walk out once. We've talked about it. He did throw a bagel off a window, but that was because of the producer.
ESPN Houston guys get in a fight on air, create painful radio. That's on the Big Lead 40 minutes ago.
So it's everywhere. Really? John, you got your wish.
Oh, yep.
Some news, some actual sports news. Pete Thamel of Yahoo or of The Athletic, the Big Ten is coming back. It'll begin October 24th, which means if they want to be part of the CFP and include a Big Ten title game, they're probably going to have to play 8 games in 8 weeks. No buys.
Because that's what you're doing.
They wanted to.
They've had a bunch of buys already.
That's true. They wanted to the 17th to get a bye week for everyone, but if they're going to start on the 24th and still play a title game by the 19th, which is where the SEC and ACC have as their last particular date for a title game, they have some wiggle room 12th and 19th. The Big Ten wants to play it on 19th. They'll have to do it 8 games in 8 weeks. So it looks like the Big Ten is back. Pete Thamel's reporting that. So Deshaun Wade opted in. He was the Ohio State corner who just recently opted out. Does Micah Parsons opt back in? The Penn State linebacker who opted out? No?
No. He won't opt back in.
He doesn't need to.
If you've opted out, you've probably already signed with an agent.
Well, Sean Wade has not as of yet, so he wanted to have options just in case, because he just did it this past weekend, I think.
Here's the thing, though.
Well,
because his dad's been fighting to get – his dad's been one of the leaders. But if your dad's the leader, why wouldn't you wait to see what the Big Ten did?
Well, he did, though. He's going back. So he opted back in. To me, if I'm the NCAA and you signed with an agent, if you give the money back in these times, if Micah Parsons wanted to play again and said, "But I signed with that," give the money back, unsigned. You're not now. You can play again because these have been such uncertain times of everything that's going on.
Yeah, you have to prove that you gave the money back, I guess.
Well, right. You can do that. That's easy. A bank transfer is simple.
He may not want to.
No, that's true. But if he would want to, if he would want to play.
Yeah.
If I'm the NCAA, I would let him play.
Oh, I think you can opt back in. That's not a problem.
But even if you signed and you said, "I'm giving the money back, we're unsigning," okay, and the NCAA should say, that's fine.
Sam Ehlinger can play an entire year and then play next year for free. So they've obviously made a bunch of allowances.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. They should have made allowances because they've never made an allowance if you sign with an agent. They should make that allowance this time.
I think they would. I think they would too.
Well, the NCAA
is a bunch of dumbasses. But they're literally giving guys a chance where this is a free year.
I wouldn't assume anything intelligent about the NCAA and their rulings. Anything.
Part of their plan, the Big Ten's plan, it'll include daily rapid testing. So the players will be getting tested every day. That was one of the big things that they had to get
over. That's the NFL hump they had to get over.
Now USC is petitioning the governor of California to allow them to play.
I saw their coordinator chime in. Graham Harrell, former Texas Tech quarterback. I saw their quarterback, Kedon Slovis, chime in with the letter. And I saw the Cal quarterback, Chase Harbers, I think is his name. Mm-hmm. They're on the "we want to play" stuff, too. Because now the Big Ten is leaving them behind. So the Pac-12, Larry Scott doesn't even have that cover. Well, we'll play when the Big Ten plays. Actually, you're going to be the only Power 5 conference not to play the way this is going.
Yeah.
At least until late November.
So dumb. Well, I don't know. Out west, they seem to have more issues.
Well, they have
fires.
Well, California, four schools from the Pac-12. Oregon, two schools. That's why they're petitioning the governor, because those states won't even allow Tim to congregate.
Right.
Although, I don't know why. How could you allow the NFL to do it and not the college
teams? Yeah, right.
I don't get that. I've never understood the Raiders, the 49ers, the Chargers, and who else? And the Rams get a special exemption to congregate?
I guess.
And the schools can't?
The schools should say, wait a minute, they can do it and we can't?
Yeah, I don't understand how that's going on.
Yeah, right. So I would imagine that the governor would have to make an allowance for that. If you are letting the pros play, why wouldn't you? Now, then the high schools are going to say, we're playing.
Well, because here's why. USC, that's a state college.
That's a private school.
That's right.
UCLA is state.
If they don't get any funding, I would think you would have to let them play. You would have to give an allowance.
But UCLA does, though. So.
And Cal is a state school. Stanford's private, right?
Yeah, they're
Stanford
private.
Is very private.
But you could shut them down. But you could, the state, you could shut down. The private, they could fight to play. Who are they going to play?
That's true. You still have the Oregon
schools to deal
with.
You've got everyone who's already scheduled.
Yeah.
Get some plus ones against scrubs, I guess.
To fill out the schedule.
Uh-huh. You're going to have enough to play each other.
Well, if USC is going to play, UCLA is going to play.
Yeah. If the governor's going to, you know what?
They're not going to just make an exception for USC and not UCLA. So, although that you're right, they do need state money to do it.
Yeah.
The football program should pay for themselves, though.
You would hope so.
But if you're going to allow football to play, now you got to allow volleyball.
Well,
to
that's
play.
The deal. It's not just. I know we're focused on football, but right. A return to play is for all athletics. And that would mean you have to let the women's lacrosse team get back at it.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be able to get back at it. So the Big Ten, certainly the focus on football is the Big Ten, but I think it means for everyone, it's a fall sports thing, which means women's soccer gets to play. Although the NCAA has pushed that championship back to the spring, so maybe they won't. They'll just wait. But as of now, according to Pete Thamel of The Athletic, the Big Ten is back. And they'll have just about 5 weeks to get ready for the first game, because that'll be the October 24th.
Mm-hmm. Let's get Jim in here. He wants to talk about the big fight. What do you say, Jim?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What do you say?
I'm saying everything about everything. I do believe that the whole thing on...
No.
Well, who did that?
I didn't hang up on him. He hung up on himself.
Man, I'm saying everything about everything.
I'm saying everything about everything.
What else
everything.
Did he say before he called?
I don't know, but Jim called back because we love Jim calls.
That's a different Jim.
It seems like the same Jim.
I thought I heard a younger version of Jim.
I did too. I think it is a different version of Jim. Maybe it's a clean version.
No, it didn't seem like a gentler, kinder Jim.
I'm saying everything about everything was kind of a drunker.
A drunker, hey, less coherent Jim.
Do me a favor, pull up the sound that I sent you with Dan Orlovsky and Rex Ryan. They talked. They were on with.
We want to do it on the other side.
We only Get Up or left. Whatever. Yeah, we can do it on the other side. But they were on with
Mike
Greenberg
Jim.
On Get Up, and they were talking about. And this is on Sports Map. You can find this on Sports Map. The video, if you want to see it for yourself, we'll play the audio here in just a second. But they're talking about DeAndre Hopkins, and they've got some things to say.
They do.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that on the other side. We'll hear what they think about DeAndre Hopkins.
And by the way, how about are we going to have a Jose Urquidy party?
Are you kidding me? Did you see, and Brian McTaggart did it again, 12 up, 12 down, talking about a no-hitter when there's a no-hitter going, people are pissed.
Do we need to snuff Brian McTaggart? Because he's breaking
rules.
He's
doing that now to troll.
I know, but...
He is trolling.
We need to snuff him.
Now he's just trolling everybody out there.
I mean, you're costing potential no hitters, Brian McTaggart. Yeah. You know the rules.
He doesn't. No, he don't care about no rules. There ain't no rules for Brian McTaggart. He makes his own rules.
Oddly enough, a baseball guy who doesn't care about any rules.
Oh, no.
How about
that? That's not usually how it goes.
Who would have seen that coming? You know who's a perennial rule follower? John McClain and Aaron Wilson. They play in the NFL where we care about rules.
Well, when the Texans are throwing no hitters. Offensively, John McClain.
Another pathetic performance. Like, don't jinx it. What a bunch of losers. You're jinxing it, John. Stop.
Stop jinxing the no-hitter.
Stop jinxing the shutout.
Pathetic.
Oh, I got 0-0. We do a pool. I got 0-0 on the Texans and Ravens. I don't know if I like 0-0 on
0-0.
And here it is. And it pays every second. Every second that you have that number. It pays.
Wait, what do you mean?
It pays every second. It pays a nickel a second. Or no, it pays more than that. I forget what the hell
it is. Well, how does it work, though?
Because you pay an amount before the season starts, and they break it down. 60 minutes is this much time, is this much money, and for every second that you have that score, you get paid. And I got 0-0, so I'm looking. Don't score.
So you're going to make money.
Don't run the opening
kickoff
back. So
you're
going to
make some money, then.
Yeah, I'm going to make some money for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Every second.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl.
What kind of games are you in? What are you doing?
No, this is awesome. In the Super Bowl, like you get 0-0 in the Super Bowl, and it's like a what is it, $1,000 a square or some crap? It's a lot of flipping money, dude. A lot of money.
What kind of games are you in? These are not legal.
No. 100 squares. It's $10,000 in the pool. $100 a square.
What's the rake? Is there a rake?
No rake.
That makes it illegal?
No rake. No rake.
I remember.
I'm not telling you where this is held, but it's a great.
I'm gonna have to call Roger.
And I got 0-0.
I remember a time where John told Lance to hold off on audio because we were going to break. That was 4 minutes ago.
Yeah. So why don't we do that?
That's his fault. I know.
Well, did we hold off on the audio?
But you kept talking. So
it's okay. I held off on the audio. Okay. We got a story. We teased the story for the other side. Look at us. Hey, look at us, AJ.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Look at us, AJ, getting off at 8:13.
I don't think he's going to be that proud.
Yeah, I think he would be.
Shut up and do the show.
Shut up.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
This is an embarrassing segment.
Just do your commercial, bitch.
Men's T Clinic. You know what creates all that aggression? Testosterone. Testosterone is what creates the aggressiveness. Testosterone creates the libido. Testosterone creates... that drive at the workplace, at the workouts, in your personal life. And it's something that if you don't have it, it really can have a big impact on your overall well-being, the way you attack life. But it also can have an impact on cognitive processing. It can have an impact on your mood. It can have a big impact on your lean muscle mass, where your lean muscle mass turns to belly flab. And that's something a lot of people just lean into and say, well, I guess this is what happens when you get older. And Well, not if you are working out and you're eating right and you're seeing diminishing returns. No, that's a sign of a low testosterone level. Get your testosterone checked out at Men's T Clinic. It takes just minutes. You can drop in. You can set up an appointment online. But when you get in there, and if they find out your testosterone level is low, they can treat you. And that customized treatment will be you'll see huge benefits within 2 to 3 months. It's unbelievable. And you can get an energy boost within 3 days in most cases. Men'sTClinic.com, 5 locations in the Houston area. Stop in and start living your best life thanks to Men'sTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, the number. If you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, as is right now, guess who the Astros would play in the playoffs? Guess who the Astros would get?
What are they? I don't know. Who would they play?
They would play the A's.
Oh, that's going to go well. Well, where's it going to be held, though, currently?
Is at right now, it would be in Los Angeles, California. The AL Division number 3, they're the third team, the the third leading division winner, because it goes right now as we speak, the White Sox. The White Sox have the best record in the league in the AL. That's they're playing some good baseball. Tampa's number 2, Oakland is number 3. The first number 2 division is Minnesota. The Yankees are second with a record of 27-21, and the Astros are third. So they would play the third team in Los Angeles, and that would be Oakland in a 3-game series. And you know what? If Urquidy.
What about Verlander?
And Verlander. Verlander, well, you know,
I guess
you got to get a couple of stars.
Well, I guess we have to start talking about the potential for Verlander if he's going to face live hitters. I mean, there's been very few updates other than he's coming along or whatever, but there's been no timetables given. It really does feel like, hey, listen, once we get to the playoffs, I'll give it a shot, or maybe it will be, let's just see how it feels. Maybe right now we're in the spot that he just wants to see how it feels.
No. The second round is in Los Angeles. My bad. They're playing Oakland. They're playing all the first rounds in Oakland, and then in the second round, they move on to the higher seed city plays at home. And then in a best of 3 series, and then they move on to Los Angeles, San Diego, Arlington, and Houston.
Yeah, that's the same format kind of that the women's tournament does. They play a lot of there's like they're pods, and then the best teams get the host games and they move on to regional spots.
No, that's my bad. The bubble starts in the second round. I apologize. It wasn't $1,000 square. It's $100 square, $10,000 total in that pool. But it pays, especially if there's no scoring in the Super Bowl. There was big money. It was great. I didn't get any of it, but it was great. I got 0-0 this week. We got to hope no scoring. Let's do like a 0-0 game at the half.
And what you see?
You know how much that is?
How much is
for the good guys?
How much per second? How many dollars per
second?
I gotta
see. I gotta ask him how much is it per second? I forget what it is.
So at least at minimum you're gonna be making, unless there's a kickoff return for a touchdown.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm making money as long as there's no. Well, yeah. If this was the Chiefs game in the playoff game,
yeah, you'd be
where they return the opening kick, I'd be pissed.
But now you don't have to worry about it. They just kicked the ball out of the end zone. So as long as there's not a quick score, you should be okay. You should hope the Texans get the ball. and, you know, run, run, punt.
Run, 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 punt.
Yeah.
Art just asked, if they let brown people in, I want in on those squares.
Is there a ban against brown people?
Do y'all, can brown people get in on the squares?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, there's a ban, or he can get in?
No, he can get in. We don't. Okay.
Have you checked the bylaws?
We'll take people's money of color. Yeah.
Oh, that's, of course you will.
Lamont.
Of course you will.
People,
so y'all still believe Chandler Rome on Verlander? I knew that sissy was lying about Verlander.
Why is he a sissy?
Hey, Lamont, he's been pretty right, okay?
I know, up to this point, I haven't seen Verlander toe the rubber again.
Yeah.
Of course, he also hasn't had a Tommy John surgery, or he hasn't been declared.
No, but he said he had an, what was the quote? He has an elbow injury. He's out for the season.
He's out for the year. He didn't say anything about Tommy John.
No. Well, there's 12 games left, so he's got a little bit of time to get back. But even if he was wrong, he was right.
Yeah, and the initial response by the Astros, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
Yeah, but also Justin Verlander was potentially right that he's not out for the year. I mean, we'll see.
We'll see.
It's still undetermined. You can't be calling him a sissy right now. And he's not even a sissy
for making him a sissy. Stop calling him a sissy, period.
You weren't lying on him. He got it from some sources.
Somebody else told him.
But we'll see. I mean, either he's going to be right or wrong. Scott says, what happened to Trader Jeff? I haven't heard from him in a while. That's true. This would be Trader Jeff's time with the Rockets season.
He called last week.
Ending. I know, but he didn't say any trades. Like, now's the time you can start dealing Harden. Now, I would suggest that you have a team in mind or several teams.
Or a friend of yours will call you a little bitch.
Trading Harden. What teams?
Don't. Let's hear from Rex Ryan about DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, first, it's Dan Orlovsky first, and then Rex Ryan as they talk about DeAndre Hopkins.
I thought we were going to hear from you said play the audio. I thought you meant play the Creighton.
No, not that
no,
audio.
No, not that one. Not,
we've heard that audio.
Deshaun Watson and the Texans played Thursday night, so they might have been watching TV yesterday. What would you imagine was going through Deshaun Watson's mind watching DeAndre Hopkins just take apart what we think might be the best defense in football yesterday?
Man, can I go back in time? Can I go back in time and maybe not sign that extension in Houston with this general manager, Bill O'Brien, because the guy that I'm watching on television, is that the guy that we deemed not good enough to pay anymore, or that we wasn't worthy enough to pay, or made the decision that we were better off without him? Like, that's the guy that I'm watching have 14 catches, and all of a sudden the Cardinals are beating the defending NFC rep in the Super Bowl. So Deshaun Watson's got to be sitting there going, man, I wish I could go back and change the way I did some things.
I mean, listen, we watched them play on Thursday night against a defense that isn't as good as the San Francisco defense. I mean, Kansas City's defense has improved, but not as good. I believe DeAndre Hopkins is the best receiver in the National Football League, and they just decided to get rid of him. You don't win games by getting rid of your best player.
Greedy, Bill O'Brien, the GM?
Yeah.
Is killing Bill O'Brien, the coach.
Yep.
Like, that was an absolute atrocious move.
Absolutely. And look, and you see it immediately. When the things that you were so predictable become the problems immediately, that's when the criticism feels very valid. The Texans could have used him, and yesterday he beat San Francisco.
Yeah, hey, guys, you suck too, okay? You suck too.
Bill O'Brien, the GM, that's been my feelings. Bill O'Brien, the GM, is killing
you need to
Bill O'Brien,
you need to capture that. Bill O'Brien, the GM, is killing Bill O'Brien, the coach.
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good one, because I don't typically mind the coaching stuff as much. I mean, there's legitimate criticisms and all that, but the GM stuff has just been terrible to me. It's just no good, because it hasn't been done the way it could be done. Everything has been paying premium prices. You've got a car. He's paying those super expensive gas prices for like a Sentra.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Paying the why are you paying $245 at the pump whenever you could be paying $190, $180? What are you doing, Bill? So that's interesting. But this is what it's going to be the whole year, and we knew this. This is not new.
Well, let's let it play out. It's one game.
It is one game. But you also think DeAndre Hopkins will have a good year.
Oh,
we
yes.
both know he's going to. And yes. He's going to play like his hair's on fire.
Yep. He always does, though.
But he always does. But here's the thing. You already knew, and the Texans know this, too. Let's not be stupid. The Texans understand every time he plays well, there's going to be questions and comments. Every time the Texans lose,
And your two acquisitions catch four balls for 40 yards.
Well, that's what, and one was late in the game, but that's what I think that's what Greenberg was talking about is the very first game, what you didn't get with the Texans and what you did get for the Cardinals, right. It was like.
Well, there's no bigger overreaction than week one, though. There's no bigger overreaction.
Right.
And this will even out.
No,
Brandon Cooks and Randall Cobb will play better.
Yeah, I like the Texans against the Ravens. I think I don't want to overreact. Ooh,
yeah, I feel great.
I think.
Well, I didn't like them with DeAndre Hopkins. That's not the reason. That's a Daniel House. That's not the reason. Just because there's no Daniel House or DeAndre Hopkins doesn't mean they were going to win the game. No, that other team that they're playing is better than they are. They're just better. They just have a better roster. They have better coaching. They have a better general manager. Everything about the Ravens is better than the Texans. Everything. Everything about the Ravens is better than the Texans.
Chase asked a question that I think is geared best towards you because you might give them a possibility. I'd say absolutely no. Even with the Big Ten back, could you see a team like U of H having a chance to make the college football playoffs if they go undefeated, which includes games against Baylor and BYU?
No, even in a pandemic. I answered it. I said no.
Yeah.
No. I mean, unless, Ohio State loses two games, there's not going to be any Pac-12 representative. Unless the Big 12 beats everybody up. I mean, you would think that this would be a year without, that the Big 12, the Big 10 is playing so late, that there is no Pac-12, even if... Listen, I don't know that the Pac-12 would stop anybody from getting in from that. It's not like we got to get that Pac-12 team in. We can't get a group of five school in. But, man, the group of five is so poorly thought of that I know.
And they don't have a marquee game to bank on.
Well, BYU, and now they're playing Baylor.
Like I said, they don't have a marquee game
to bank on. Well, no, BYU is a pretty good football team. If they go to Baylor and win that.
Baylor's not even ranked.
No, but it's still two wins against.
That's fine.
And, oh, by the way, there would be some really good wins in there.
That's fine.
But Cincinnati.
The issue is, and it has always been, it's not a one-year process for these teams. It's a two-year
deal. Yeah, right, at least.
Like, Houston came in ranked and had a chance to get to a playoff because of what they did the year before, and then they fell apart. UCF, despite going undefeated, had no shot. If they had gone undefeated a second year, they might have had a shot because they also put together a bowl win against an SEC team. You have to, unfortunately for these teams, it has to be done over a two-year period. And most of these teams can't sustain that.
Yeah, well, U of H won four games last year.
They're not going to be considered.
They're not going to be considered.
It has to be a two-year deal, unfortunately, for all those teams.
Yep. No, that is absolutely true. And so, and even if, I mean, who was the, Memphis. Yeah, Memphis doesn't have a chance either. Memphis goes undefeated. Memphis is highly thought of.
The first thing you have to do is build your reputation from the previous season. So that people are willing to push you faster.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to do that.
Even UCF going back-to-back.
No, yeah, UCF, like Houston doesn't have that. You have to have, not like, 3 years ago or 2 years ago. You have to have just come off a really good season, so that way they give you the respect. That's how Boise got pushed up. Now, they've never made a college football playoffs either. But Boise, the respect level for them, when you're always there, they respect
you. If UCF couldn't get there when they were as good as they were, it's going to be awfully difficult.
We've seen it twice in the last 5 years. Houston had a shot. UCF had a shot.
Yep.
And it didn't work out.
Nope. Time for us to talk about the MMA. Maybe they should sue. Maybe they should call the MMA law firm and sue. Well, I don't know that the MMA law firm is going to take the case. They will take your case if you've got a good claim against an insurance company and the insurance company isn't paying off. And by the way, bad faith by the insurance company could mean three times what your claim was. The three times it could pay. So here's the deal is if you are somebody that's dealing with an insurance company, you're not getting anywhere. What's the difference? Why not you're not going to get there by yourself. They respect the MMA law firm. They fear the MMA law firm because the MMA law firm beats insurance companies all the time. And they get settlements that people deserve. If the insurance company is acting in bad faith, call the MMA law firm. I'll go to largelossattorneys.com. Largelossattorneys.com. Doesn't cost you anything. No consultation fee. None. And you don't have to pay them a dime until you win your award. Your award. So largelossattorneys.com. They're awesome. And remember, this is hurricane season, so you just may need them. Largelossattorneys.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So those of you that can't hear out on the west side, ESPN 92.5. Oh my gosh, did you see the spaceship that was seen? Did you see this? Independence Day. There is a spaceship out there that people are, I mean, literally.
What?
Yes, look at everybody on the stopping on the road and look at that thing. That is a spaceship.
What is it? What are you seeing that from?
That is in America, okay? Oh, if you don't believe that spaceships are here.
Listen, 2020, I'm not going to put anything.
Look at that.
We've got fires in like seven states.
What if aliens sent COVID-19 here to kill us off?
I mean, chaos? I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to say.
Look at that.
That it's not possible. It's 100%.
That's a spaceship, bro.
In 2020, it's 100% possible there's aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I'll be so glad when 2017's done. Bring on 2018. Like, 18 was the worst. Bring on 19. Like, 2020 is my year. 2020 is the worst of them all. They just keep getting worse and worse. This is the year that's biblical. Literally, it got biblical on the show today. John tried to put some Lord into your life.
Shepherds and pastors and sheep.
Yeah.
And elders.
And he's trying to say... Do you know what some of the end of time stuff.
Do you know what pastor means?
Shepherd. You told us.
Yes. Shepherd. That's what a pastor is.
Does a pastor have to shave you like a shepherd would to a sheep?
I'm hoping the pastor's not shaving you. No.
Does he have to do that to you, to certain people?
No. I'm hoping
he's not. Well, that's what a shepherd does. A pastor doesn't have to do that.
No, pastor. No.
Shepherd just leaves.
Okay.
They only do that if they're using the wool.
The shavers, they shave the wool off.
So they're separate? There's a shaver back in the olden days?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, he's not the shepherd. Shepherd leads.
I feel like the shepherd had to do
multiple
things.
Finds the different pastures.
So the pastor has someone else to shave you then? That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who gets that job?
The shaver.
Who gets that? Who applies for that job?
No. Oh. What about picking up the crap in the pasture? Who's going to do that? No. Nowadays, you got to pick it up with your baggies. Okay.
Well, you have a company like Pooper Scooper come in and do it.
Right. Who wants that job?
Well.
Okay.
Our buddy Uncle Freddie, he started a place called Pooper Scooper. It's him and my buddy HQ, who was at my birthday party, the Colombian who loves to throw down shots. Yeah. He's a lot of fun. And Uncle Freddie, it was just the two of them. Hey, let's do Pooper Scooper. We'll go pick up poo in people's backyards. This is years ago. Like, oh, okay, cool. Well, that guy goes, all right, I'm going to do, and Uncle Freddy's like, I'm going to do sales and marketing. And then you do the scooping part. Uncle Freddy took the front office job, a pooper scooper.
Well, of course he did.
Hey, why don't you do the pickups, and then I'm going to do the marketing.
834 ESPN 975. Chuck's been waiting. He wants to talk about Verlander. What do you say, Chuck?
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, man. I think everybody's probably right about him being injured, but I was just wondering, you think he's got a little smoky mentality to him? Is there any way you think he's just trying to come back to see if he could be a reliever? You know, especially a closer. He's a power closer. He pumps in strikes. Just want to hear y'all thoughts.
Wouldn't that be tougher? I don't know. Getting ready every day as opposed to once every...
That's my problem. Yeah. I love the idea of him going like an inning, but the problem is,
yeah.
Is it going to be every five...
I mean, maybe you can use him
every
once.
5 days.
He's been a starter his whole career. No,
and it has been addressed, that particular topic, in the Chronicle. If and when Verlander comes back, he will be back as a starter.
Yeah,
not as a reliever.
No. No, I mean, an injured guy. I think that's the last thing you want to do with an injured guy.
Ask him to pump it up there for an inning,
and then go come back the next day for an inning. No. Jim in Pearland, what do you say, Jim?
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Okay, I want to make sure I got through. Hey, I want to hit on these 2020
You got a spaceship over there in that area of town. That's not surprising.
Mm-mm.
What's surprising is that the murder hornets haven't hit us yet, and I'm hoping that they're still up in the Pacific Northwest. And the cool thing is, with all the fires up there, either in the mountains or the valleys or even in the cities, there's no way murder hornets can survive fire. So hopefully it burned them all out. I'm glad they did. I hope they do, because right before the riots and protests started here, they were perched on the gate of every major city, ready to send a signal to attack. And then the protests and all that started, and they said, let's come back next year. Hmm. That's about it. Y'all have a good day.
Hmm. Yeah.
I told you that other gym wasn't this gym.
So who was the, I don't know, murder hornets, who gives the signal?
The hornets do to themselves.
Whoever's the leader.
Well,
the
I know, but do you mean hold?
Yeah.
Hold.
Yeah. There's a signal probably from the queen.
You know who it probably is? AJ.
Charge!
That's right, AJ Przinski.
What?
AJ Przinski?
Yeah.
Of all people?
Yeah.
Why is he leading the murder hornets?
Just kind of a guy who is just, you know, an irritant. Maybe a Pat Beverly.
I thought Aubrey Huff would be the guy.
Aubrey Huff might. Murder hornets on the protesters.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he would have sent them in with the protest, not said, wait, we're going to wait. He would have said, protesting.
That's
get
it.
In
yeah,
there.
I'm surprised he didn't call him.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't think he was in charge. If Aubrey was in charge, he would have sent them
maybe
in.
Maybe it's LeBron.
Maybe LeBron. Wait, like, we got to wait.
Hang on. Protests going on.
I got a championship to win. Hold on. Wait. Once this bubble is over, do what you got to do. I don't need any more distractions.
I haven't seen LeBron say anything about the cops being shot.
I've seen Vanessa Bryant chime in. Hey, while you're asking LeBron to chime in, L.A. County Sheriff, how about you keep your officers from taking pictures of dead children? I've seen her chime in. Since we're calling people out.
We're going to call everybody out.
Yeah, let's have a conversation about that.
Yeah, apparently the sheriff, the L.A. County Sheriff, called LeBron out. And Vanessa Bryant chimed back.
Yeah, if you missed it, he said LeBron has had some interesting comments about the black community and police violence. Well, I am challenging him to up or double the reward because of two officers who were ambushed. He wanted LeBron to get involved. And Vanessa Bryant was like, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Let me challenge you with something since we're trying to hold people accountable here. And I don't see him responding to her either.
Let's get Longhorn. Which Longhorn is this? Can't see the name. Which Longhorn are you?
Longhorn Keith, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Keith?
Everything's good, man. Hey, you guys mentioned earlier about Big Ten coming back October 26th. And that one of the concerns that it really has me frustrated about all of this is the blatant showing of Iowa State and Kansas State and their openers, and then what that does to the league itself, and more importantly to Texas, is the Big Ten coming back, particularly Ohio State and possibly Penn State. What do you guys think about what will happen if we get down to it and you got a 2-loss SEC team we know will possibly get in even in their SEC championship, and maybe even a 2-loss or a 1-loss Big Ten team, because of if Texas was a, let's say we run the table or even lose one to Oklahoma, there's no possible way. The Big 12 will only have one representative in the CFP bowl rankings because of how bad or how dismal the play has been, at least to start the season. What do you guys think about that?
Well, we know that the SEC is going to have a representative, even with 2 losses. With the SEC, will claim, well, we just played SEC teams, and we added SEC teams to our schedule, so we had to play the toughest schedule. The SEC's getting in. Even a 2-loss team will get in, probably, more than likely. And then the Big Ten champ will get in, more than likely. It'll be Ohio State, and they're not going to – how many games will Ohio State lose at most?
Depends on what that schedule looks like. I imagine the Michigan game.
A game.
I guess probably not. Well,
yeah, more than likely. No, they're going to be favored in every game they play.
That's
true.
Defeated, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
they will at most they'll play 9.
But remember now they've lost. So we're sure Sean Wade is back.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know that. I think he's going to stay out. I think if he wanted to stay in, he would have. I think he's done. Wyatt Davis is out, their right guard, who's really good. But they do have Trey Sermon is over there, right?
The former Oklahoma running back, yeah.
Who I thought was good. When I watched him on tape, I was like, he got in a doghouse with Lincoln Riley about something. But they have – I mean, I don't see them getting beat, I don't think. Not by – I mean, Michigan's the team. I don't know who the team would be that would beat them.
Wisconsin gave them a couple good games last year. Wisconsin had a big lead in the title game, and Ohio State came back. I just don't know what the schedule looked like. It's been reduced to at most 8 games, and they would play a 9th in the title game. But until I see what it is...
Have they been practicing at all?
Ohio State has been practicing. Not fully padded, but they've tweeted out stuff to let people know we still want to play. Images of guys out there. In fact, their most recent image is Ohio State versus the world as Justin Fields in the field where Jon Snow is as the horses are charging down during the Battle of the Bastards. They put Justin Fields in Jon Snow's place. So they've been letting people know they're ready to go. So they have practice. Penn State's been practicing. The only team, Wisconsin had to shut down practice because of COVID stuff.
But isn't this funny looking at it in hindsight now? Here, this is a month later. Remember when the talk was, you are sending these kids to a certain death. You're forcing them to play just to keep your schools alive, and they don't want to, and you're forcing them. And the reality is, man, look how many they really want to play.
Yeah.
Like entire – this has been pushed by the kids and their parents a lot more than anything. I mean, if you really look at it and you've been keeping up with it. Here's something else you need to keep up with, Blackland Distillery. I was in – so Marcus came into town. I went to Riel, had dinner with him, and made the used the bourbon to – I asked him if he would use his bourbon to make the – maple old fashioned cocktail that they have on the menu, and it was fantastic. And the reason is because the rye is a smoother rye instead of a lot of times the ryes you have will be a lot stronger on the front end. It's definitely smoother, and then the bourbon is just got such a delicious creamy finish. Derek, the beverage director, he said, you know, when it comes to Texas bourbons, he goes, they're really not very good in this state. So when something like Blackland Distillery comes out, he goes, it's pretty shocking when you taste it and you taste the complexity and you taste just how delicious this is. You are going to start finding Blackland Distillery in many more spots here in the city of Houston. And I know my friends over at Riel are going to be carrying Blackland Distillery as well. Vodka, gin, bourbon, rye, whether you want it for a sipping alcohol or you want to mix it with your favorite cocktails, you're going to love Blackland Distillery. Grain to glass, and it is one of the only Texas distilleries doing that today. You make sure that you check out the website, blacklanddistillery.com. That's blacklanddistillery.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, dude. After week one, your team is rated last in the league. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Astros win 4-1. Urquidy, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 earned. He gave up that run in the 5th. He gave up that run. He had 12 up and 12 down through 4, a no hitter, and he gave up that run. But he went 7 and just 3 hits. Rotation would be Verlander, Greinke, Urquidy right now?
That's what I want to know. You know, Jackie said, well, they'd probably push all these guys.
Yeah, you probably push Fromber. You push
God, it's so Javier. It's unbelievable Fromber's getting pushed, but his last two have been not very good. But
Frankie's last wasn't good, but
no, but I would have put Fromber. I would have put Fromber in the top three at one point, but now I don't know.
But Urquidy's got postseason experience too.
But Urquidy doesn't have a lot of. He hasn't pitched a whole lot,
which might be a good thing.
Of course, by the end of the season, he will.
He has now.
Yeah. Well, not a lay hasn't pitched a lot.
Well,
he's got three games. He's got 16 innings under his belt.
Yeah, he's had three starts so far, and by the time it's over, he'll have five.
Fromber's
that's
got
plenty.
57 plenty. Innings. Fromber has as many innings as Zach Greinke.
But again, the postseason experience is going to help. He was awesome last year.
Christian Javier just gives up too many home runs. It would be
Javier moves to the pen.
It would be Verlander. In a world where Justin Verlander is still pitching, it would be Verlander. It would be Greinke. You got three man rotation?
Yeah, it's only three games.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You'd make it Urquidy. Yeah, that's for sure who it would be.
And the first guy off, Cy Snead. Come on in. Let's go. Come on, Cy Snead.
Fromber, I would say Javier might have a hard time getting in.
Getting in what? In the game? Oh, well, out of that bullpen, Javier will be one of your first choices. Fromber and Javier will be your first two choices.
Well, I mean, Fromber for sure. We've already seen him come in. In a relief role and pitch about nine innings one time. Presley, Scrub. So you'd have Scrub, Presley, Paredes.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Taylor, assuming you get him back. And I think that's it. Those are your five, right?
Yeah.
Fromber, Scrub, and then you put Javier. I don't know what's going on with McCullers, so... Fromber, Scrub, Presley, Paredes, Taylor, Javier.
You know what? It's a lot better than the bullpen has been.
I mean, push out Josh James, obviously.
You don't have to bring him in ever with anybody on base.
Nope.
If you want to throw him to get a strikeout, maybe.
Brooks Raley doesn't exist.
Brooks Raley, good Lord. 849 ESPN 97. We're talking about Brooks Raley being out there. Cy Snead being out there.
Look at some of these ERAs.
I never need to see. I mean, I wanted to see Cy Snead to see what we've seen enough.
Your guy Belak stinks, too.
Yeah, Belak has been...
Eight home runs.
He's been Belak.
28 innings.
Well, what did you want Belak to do?
15 walks and 22 strikeouts.
He had his 15
Thanks
minutes.
For nothing, Belak.
He had his 15 minutes.
He stinks.
Yeah. Oh, and Lance McCullers. Where were you? I mean, he comes out of the pen.
16, yeah.
That's all. He comes out of the pen. There's nothing. I mean, sorry, but Urquidy, you got to have. Listen, you got to have. You. Hopefully, Verlander will get a start in before this all is all said and done.
And that's crazy. Is Christian Javier his WHIP numbers are 0.9? He's not even a one. He's a 0.963.
Mm-hmm. Hey, LMC starts today. Is he supposed to be the savior?
Oh, is McCullers back today?
Today, but that's okay. He's still not a starter right now in the postseason. Even if he comes back today. I mean, he better throw lights out if he's going to be.
Well, here's the thing. Lance McCullers has a better chance of pitching than Justin Verlander. So we need to be more worried about.
Well, if Verlander is back, it's Verlander, Greinke, and Urquidy. And McCullers comes out of the pen.
Probably, but I don't know. I don't know that it's not McCullers. I think it'd be McCullers ahead of Urquidy.
Mm.
Let's be honest. Urquidy has pitched how much?
He said,
Lance McCullers has much more playoff experience than Urquidy.
Well, yeah, Lance McCullers helped win a World Series. But Urquidy.
Who has better stuff?
Well,
Urquidy. No.
Yeah.
McCullers
more
has
powerful.
Better stuff.
Much more. Yes.
No, but better stuff? McCullers, when he's on, is unhittable.
Have you watched McCullers this year?
Yeah, McCullers has been unhittable.
He's either
at times.
Unhittable or very hittable.
Right, but Urquidy doesn't have. I would just say. Well, it's Dusty Baker. But Dusty hasn't seen Urquidy all that long. How do we know Urquidy didn't still have the Rona?
What? He doesn't have the Rona. He just pitched no-hit ball through four innings yesterday.
Yeah, I guess that's a whole big deal. Lance McCullers has done that before. He just couldn't take it.
Do
the
show, bitch!
You can't randomly yell that out. What teams?
You were better off just. Hey, Lance, could you stop tickling McCullers' undercarriage right now, please?
I mean,
I'm just
good
saying.
Lord.
Well, McCullers has been around longer. He's got more
experience. Lance McCullers knows his MMA. He better get start in the postseason.
Based on what?
He
John's just caping up for Urquidy because he called him the key to the whole
He's the key to the world.
I know.
Oh, how's he pitching right now?
He's your Joe Burrow this year.
You're damn right he is. And watch. Watch in the postseason. When they beat Oakland. Well, hopefully it won't be Oakland. Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't want to see Oakland.
Yeah, I want to see that.
But you want Tampa? Because that's the other choice.
No, I don't want to see
them
either.
I don't see that either.
No.
Particularly because all the games will be in Tampa.
Keep going. Who else?
That's it.
Is there anyone else they can play?
Anyone else you got? Who else?
No. It's
Twins?
They're the number three. They're the number three second place team. So they get either of those.
It seems
two.
High.
Yeah, that's what they get.
That's what they are.
You get what you get. That's all there is to it.
Are we, when it comes down to it, when the playoffs start, are you going to talk yourself into the Astros can win this thing?
Yeah, I am.
Are you, it's possible for John? I think it's possible.
Yes, I am.
If Verlander comes back.
Well, Jackie's the one. I told him, this ain't the year, Jackie. Shut up, Jackie, about winning the title. He goes, Verlander comes back? Then what? You just push all these guys in the bullpen. Now all of a sudden.
Now John's mind is, as I was laying out the bullpen, like, well, you know, you look at Verlander, and if Urquidy gets hot, and Greinke and Verlander, and you start to talk about, Jose Altuve, and you've still got. You still got Springer and Carlos Correa if he doesn't, you know, his ankle's not broken.
Well, now all of a sudden, Springer's starting to hit leadoff homers again.
Yep.
Altuve's back, and by the time of 12 games, let's see him get back into his, he'll hit 300.
You can find a way to talk yourself into it.
I can.
100%.
Bregman, all of a sudden, getting some RBIs. Machete's been great all year. Brantley's a professional hitter. Yuli's a professional hitter.
Well,
listen.
And if Verlander comes back.
Correa didn't die.
The lineup. If it performed up to expectations, it's certainly a lineup that can win a playoff series.
Oh, absolutely. They haven't played like it at all this year.
Up to expectations. You've got Urquidy who looks good again.
Oh, no.
Verlander, maybe you get a start
like
in
him.
Or two.
I kind of like him.
Yeah.
I'm starting to like him.
McCullers possibly to the bullpen, so you have a big-time arm in the bullpen now who doesn't have to extend himself over multiple innings, can get you a couple innings.
I think you're onto something here, Del. I think you're onto something.
Altuve, he can peak in the playoffs, John, as opposed to, you know, peaking in mid-July. He can peak in the playoffs.
That's what, you know what? That's the best time to peak, I think.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying there's a chance,
the
John?
The seeds have been planted. Let's just see if they grow. If Verlander comes back, I expect those seeds to grow in his mind.
If he gets a start in and looks good, forget about it for John.
So you got... Trey sent me this, Juggalo Trey. It said, this guy's in charge of the Murder Hornets, and it's a picture of Muggsy Bogues in a Charlotte jersey. Pretty good. I like that one.
Did you see what Josh Smith tweeted?
Josh Smith, the former Rocket?
Former Rocket.
No.
We've seen this movie before. In fact, I wrote the script.
Oh,
hashtag
with the Clipper
bye, Doc. Hashtag the 3-1 bum. 3-1 bum.
3-1 bum.
Yeah, he was up 3-1 again.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember it was Josh.
Wow, he doesn't like Doc very much.
Well, he was on the team, right, with the Clippers at one point?
No.
Wasn't Josh Smith on
the team? Oh, yeah. He played everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, he doesn't like Doc too much.
Well.
He ruined him when he was a Rocket.
Called him a 3-1 bum.
He's calling him a bum, clearly not.
3-1 bum.
By the way, really bad news. And this is a sign that if you thought love was forever, and this is one that hurts because I did not think this one was ever going to end. And it makes you question your own marriage, frankly. Cardi B and Offset. Cardi B has filed for divorce from Offset.
No.
Yep.
Isn't it Offset?
It's Offset.
Oh, it's I thought it was Offset.
It's not Offset.
Like Weekend.
It's Offset. So
Offset. It's don't you have to Weekend. Say Offset?
It's not Sizzin.
I think it's Offset.
Yes.
Oh.
Offset. I don't think it's Offset.
No.
Offset.
It's not.
Like Weekend.
Cardi B. No.
It's not.
Not everyone. Cardi B not everyone divorce is from
Offset.
The Weekend.
Weekend.
Some people are Offset. Some people are the Weekend.
I thought that was going to last forever.
I don't feel like you thought that.
And
but you know what would last forever?
What?
If you wear your Boomer Naturals, Lance.
You can last forever with Boomer Naturals. Nano silver technology. As a matter of fact, John, you know what's funny? Is I was wearing the Boomer Naturals, and you've been talking about this for a while. It is breathable, but you also just feel like you can feel the extra layers, though. Like you can feel it is a really good technology with Boomer Naturals, and it's been something that is picking up steam. Who just did the commercial for them? the big commercial product, the big commercial push with Boomer Naturals, I saw it's a.
Well, there was a the soup Nazi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was that one. They have that where the guy's getting out of the car and he goes in there.
It was Trump.
Yeah, and if he doesn't have, if you don't have the mask on, you can't get it. Listen, I'm just telling you right now, the good people at Boomer Naturals want to make sure that you understand you can pick them up at CVS. And it's easy to find a CVS store. If your kids are headed back to school, make sure you protect them with the Boomer Naturals mask. Protect yourself with Boomer Naturals mask. It's got the layers that are going to keep you safe. And the best part is it's washable, it's reusable, and it's got the NanoSilver technology. Where you find it, you're finding it at your local CVS. Get in there and take advantage of it. Boomer Naturals. Protect yourself during the pandemic with Boomer Naturals.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.